accession number 32713, reel 3.
They didn't make it. Kaboom. Now, there's another pathetic thing. Kaboom. Explosion. Destroyer escort came along and picked up body bag, and the guys were gone. I mean, it was a celebratory thing right along the ship like this. And you see this in air show, something, something along that same line, and it's devastating. So that's about it. I went home on survivor leave, and I'm digressing here, but I went home on survivor leave. They outfitted me when I went back to Seattle. Went to Bremerton, and by then I had a bona fide uniform. I was aviation ordnance first class, and I had ribbons on. You weren't allowed to wear medals then, but I had a whole bunch of fruit salad up here because, you know, it's dress parade. And I was stuck in a barracks at Puget Sound Navy Yard in Bremerton with guys who had never seen any action, who wasn't even aboard ship, and who just made their first liberty from San Diego. And I got nailed by an officer, and he came on pretty strong, and like, what are you doing here? Because you could, you know, you could buy those things, you know, and put them on, and a lot of that stuff went on. Just like a custom tailored uniform. Anybody who went to China had to have a custom tailored, because it was silk. It wasn't this cotton felt stuff, you know, and it's yucky, you know, but they would come on in and have the dragons inside their sleeve, you know, and Japanese writing on it. You get nailed with that. It was pretty good. They put you in the brig for a while. Also, the shoes, regulation black lace top shoes. And all of a sudden, the guys would go in and get some buckles on the side, you know, and then you go into dress parade and you don't have time to change. All those little things happened early on. They asked me when I got back, what would you like? You know, it's kind of like plush carpet. So when they found out I was bona fide and genuine, and they says, well, we can give you an airbase. We can put you out in Long Beach or Coronado or Mission, whatever, Mission Beach. I says, no. I says, I would like another carrier. And I says, if you can, I'd like you to make it the same carrier. Anybody else has said, I want the Missouri, the biggest thing that floats. No, I had a lot of respect for my captain, my flight officer. And sure enough, they had a CVE-112, which was the USS Siboney. We steamed out under the Golden Gate Bridge, went over to Oahu, had a Liberty, went in a couple of cat houses. And we had a good time. Everything was wide open there, you know. And the only beer I had was at 2%. I mean, you go on an island, you have 2% beer, you know. Like, so, wow, have to hit yourself over the head to feel anything. So we did a lot of that, and I didn't even drink in those days. And I thought, well, either it's going to be a good beer or it's not going to be any. So it wasn't any. So then we steamed out, headed for the Honshu Island, which was the main island, and all of a sudden they announced that the war was over. We did a boom, hit hard right, and came back to Oahu, went on Liberty there, came back to San Francisco, went back to Memphis, Tennessee, was discharged, and hugged my family, and I had no supplies left, but good to be with you guys. Good to be with you guys. And I might have talked too long, but I feel a little strapped here because I look around and I know you guys are relating to me, and I know you've had some hard times in the service too. And I hope that someday I can listen to your story. And thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Set with that then for
the
season?
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay, that's right.
Did you run out of film?
No, that's good. Okay, Jim has come with some cake, right, Jim? Okay. Jim, do you have the raffle tickets by any chance?
I got some in my car.
Oh, great. Okay, so you can bring